So there's a lot to pull apart with this Suburban Express owner and what's going on there. In 2013, the owner of Suburban Express, Dennis Topin, filed 125 lawsuits in Ford County against users of the service, most of them students, because this is a bus service taking people to and from Chicago, for breaking terms of service, using tickets on wrong days, getting on the wrong bus and such. How common is it for businesses to go after people for breaking terms of service?
Well, I don't think it's very common at all. I think it's especially terms of service that appear on a ticket. I think most businesses recognize that while you can sue anybody for anything, generally if you're trying to engender goodwill with your customer base, it's not a smart move to go around suing everybody who uses your service.
Well, another issue that's come out in this story is online reviews, where the owner of this Suburban Express would go after people for posting negative things on Reddit, on Yelp, on such. And recently there was another story of a hotel who put in their wedding party agreements that these wedding parties would be fined $500 if anybody associated with that event put up a bad review. What's the law for that, for online reviews?
Well, in the wedding party example, you're talking about an agreement that apparently binds the parties of an agreement to avoid actions by any potential person in the world. Those agreements, I think, courts would see as being ludicrous and unenforceable. With regard to Suburban Express, the internet is an absolutely open forum. It is a place where free speech should reign, and I think courts recognize that. But the things that people say online need to be true. And so the limitation really on reviews is that the things that people say are true or based in fact or are clearly opinions that other people will recognize as being biased in one way or another. When people start saying things that are untrue on the internet and making claims that things are fact when they are truly not, that is when speech gets into issues of libel.
And, I mean, have you heard much going on about people being sued for libel for online reviews? Is this something that you are aware of?
That's not something that I am aware of. I know that there are a lot of online review sites, and people generally feel free to write what they want on there. When businesses do respond to those reviews, they generally respond in a way that other people seeing that review will receive positively, either by apologizing and promising to do a better job in the future, or by correcting facts that are wrong in the review. In this case, in the case of Suburban Express, I think the owner of Suburban Express is alleged to have gone much further than that, and I think that's really the problem here.
And that was going to be my next sort of jump here, is that in July, he was arrested for criminal misdemeanor harassment. I mean, what is the legal threshold between those?
Well, the legal threshold really is when it crosses the line into either obscenity or threats. In this case, the owner of Suburban Express was charged with harassment through electronic communications, and specifically charged with making an obscene comment with intent to offend. And that's how the law is written.
So I guess when you put this all together, I mean, what do you take out of the things that the Suburban Express saga, if you will, have brought to light?
Well, I think that ultimately the internet is a forum for free speech. People need to recognize that everybody has an opportunity to voice their opinion. Whether you like the opinion or not, you really don't have a lot of a choice but to accept that opinion exists. But there are limitations on free speech, and that is something that people need to keep in mind no matter what forum they are writing or talking in. Free speech is limited to things that are truth, to facts that are true, or opinions. And that when people start stretching the truth or saying things that are not true, that's when they get in trouble.